Three men made their way into the circle of a meeting with the Sufi master, seeking admissions to his teachings. Almost at once, one of them detached himself from the group, angered by the erratic behavior of the master. Erratic behavior of the master. Even the master has to behave, no? That is how it is. People come with their spiritual ideas. Or he should just be like a Buddha sitting there. Or he should just be like a Jesus. This is how it is. And this is the one of the reasons also I stopped just traveling around doing satsangs, because all kinds of fools was coming. And most people, they are like that. They are not, even the satsang teachers, they are not for the quality. They are more for the quantity. It's open house. Then they have to deal with all these fools. And they have to play very, very spiritual, no? So they are a great Advaita teacher or a great silent meditation teacher. Even into that, they can bring their tensions. That's how it is. I remember Osho said, it was special one man who came. And every time he left, he was very enlightened. Every time he came back to Pune, then he was not enlightened. It's very difficult to play so enlightened when you're in satsang, no? With the master. He will hammer you. So this man also, he was angered by the erratic behavior of the master. He must means he had his ideas, how a master should be. So good to get rid of those people. That means only head, full of ideas. And nobody knows about what the guru is, the master is, the meditation is, if you haven't gone into it, if it's not your own experience. It's the same with everything in life. On the master's instructions, the second was told by a disciple that this master was a fraud. And then, very soon afterwards, he also left. That is also the masters that can say that to just to check. Tell their own disciple, tell that person that this master is really just a fake guy. He's not enlightened. I just want to tell you now, because now I'm stalker. Then he got rid of the second one. Very good. Because they don't have their own experience, it means then you listen to others. If you have your own realization, then it doesn't matter what people say, you know. But that knowing is not intellectual. It's a knowing in your whole being, unshakable. Then it doesn't matter what people say. When they had gone away, the teacher instructed his cycle of disciple like this. The first man was an illustration of the principle. Do not judge for fundamental things through seeing. It means you only see the appearance, you only see the material, the physical. You cannot see that is beyond. And that's why any person can fool you. That's why it's so many people, they can put on, I'm a perfect master. No? The first man was an illustration of the principle, do not judge fundamental things through seeing. The second was an illustration of the injunction, do not judge things of deep importance through hearing. Do not judge things of deep importance. And what is the more deep important than your own self, than the truth? Which is what satsang is. But still, you listen to others. Then he lost. He missed out. Still a slave of the opinion of others. And if you are not steady, then you can get very easily influenced. What people say, their meanings. It means that you don't know yourself, you don't trust your own intuition. The third, he was allowed to talk, but was offered no teaching for so long that he lost his patience and left the gathering. So the third, that was a chance. The master must have seen that this man, he has a chance. So he was allowed to talk, to ask questions. But he was offered no teaching and no answers. So that's very frustrating. For so long that he lost his patience and left the gathering. This is how it is. And many times people ask me many things. And I can't really answer them because it's just a mundane thing. Where should I go? Should I come to the retreat or should I go to Thailand? Should I go to see my grandmother who has a birthday or should I come to the satsang weekend? Should I work or should I not? Should I go into that relationship or should I not? This is impossible to answer. That is not where I'm here for. You might as well just pick a tarot card. Pick a tarot card, then you figure it out. But many people are like that because they can't see clearly. It's normal. And that's again why I want people to stay longer, because they have forgotten how unclear they are. And these are the decisions you have to make. You have to be responsible. I'm telling you from the first beginning, you have to be responsible for your life. Wherever you are, you have to start taking responsibilities. And if you don't have a foundation that is clear, how can you then build a higher building? You have to start from the bottom. But I see again and again, when people stay here for a while and they hang around in satsang and just being around me, then slowly, slowly that restless mind goes deeper. They're getting in touch with something that is more silent, more clear. Their own intelligence, their own wisdom. And then you will see for yourself what you should do. And that's what I want you to see. And then take a decision out of your own intelligence. You have to be responsible for your own life. I know it's difficult, but that's why I invite you here. So slowly, slowly you come back. Then you will see. Then you will be amazed how confused you were. Maybe even thinking that you knew and that you were so much in tune, like some people say, and we are so much in tune. You cannot be in tune when you are confused, when you don't even know what to do. So now he got rid of all of them. Good. Now he talks to his intimate disciples. This is the teaching. This is also the way of the master. You know, you cannot just talk. You have to make examples. That's why you have to go through things yourself. That understanding has to come from you. Now, when you are rooted, when you are already settled with the master, then you can learn a lot from what he's doing. And the third one was an example of never judge anybody by speak or the lack of it. It means you have to go deeper than the words. Like Osho always said, it's not what I'm saying is in between the words. But how to speak that silence, that which is not said. And that's what a master is doing. I'm just talking so you can become more silent. So it's not what I'm saying, it's the gaps between the words, the silence. And that is also the mystery. When a master talks, he talks from the silence. So even the words carry the message of silence. So it will bring you deeper in. Otherwise, most of the time, words just makes you more confused, because it's opinions from the mind, ideas from the mind. When asked by a disciple why these people could not have been instructed in this matter and told like he tells the disciples, And the master told him, I'm here to give real knowledge, real wisdom, not to teach what people pretend they have already learned at the mother's knees. When people pretend that they know, it's impossible to teach them. And almost everybody thinks they know when they first come. But all knowledge has to go, because all knowledge is in the head. And that you only can see when you touch your innocence again. And when you touch that innocent heart, then you will feel so healed, so relieved, so much lighter. Because you don't need all that thinking, that dreaming, that worrying mind, that planning. And then what I call courage is to start functioning in a new way, living in a new way from that innocence. Because it's very easy to fall into it, the past. The master said, I'm here to give real knowledge, not to teach what people pretend that they have already learned at their mother's knees. Everybody thinks they know. Welcome to Satsang. Beloved Master, it is so good to be back here in Dharma Mountain and to be reminded about all the fun I had here as a child. I have never thought about it before now, but I feel so lucky to have been around you in such a young age. I also now see and feel this nature here in a totally new way that is indescribable, beautiful, and feeling this peace and silence inside me again. My dear Gayatri, you are lucky because you see it very early. And you already say you had fun here in Dharma Mountain and the area when you were a child. That's what they say, time flies. If you were a child, how old are we then? So still, you're not an old woman yet, but you have broken this and you have realized this. The beauty of being in the moment, of being here with me. When you were a child, then you had it, but you were not aware of it. And that's what I'm reminding people, but you forget. So you already see this. And that's what the terrible teens are for. To really fuck you up. From your 12, 13 till 20, 21, it's a total fuck up. Then when you come out on the other side, most probably you will be totally brainwashed and fit perfectly into society and be a vegetable for the rest of your life and don't think about truth or enjoying or ecstasy or bliss or anything. Then you will be fitting perfectly into society. Then some people, they have this seed in them that is longing to open, to flower. And some people is just pure lucky. They come into satsang. What is this? And something get reminded. You don't know how these things happen, but they happen in a mysterious way. No, you also, you did your fuck-ups in the beautiful teens and went astray, like any intelligent child should do, be totally mad, and hopefully you will come back. Because it's only out of your own fuck-ups that you can learn. That's how it is. It's very difficult to tell the child how to behave. And you should never tell the young people how to behave because they have to learn. You should just give them freedom so they can do what they have to do, no matter what it is. Because nobody should control anybody's life. Everybody have to figure that out themselves. The only thing a parent can do is that, I hope it goes okay. Because even here, to tell you what is important in life and what is really real in life is very difficult. And you want to learn. And for a teenager or for a young man or a woman, it's almost impossible. Because they want to break away from the parents. They have to. That is natural. And they should. So the only way is to rebel. But it's a very blind rebellion because they have no clue. They are not a child and they are not grown up. You do not want to listen to the parents. Which I feel is right, because you have to break free. But then if you don't have parents that can give them some truth in between, it's not much chance, because a teenager is so full of themselves, and they know. They are very wise. They don't want to listen. So then you just come back to, I hope it goes good. Inshallah. So this is my dilemma, Gayatri. I know the situation, but I can only hope, maybe. And that's why I'm very happy to see you back and that you have realized and seen it so young, early in life. Because most people, they lose it forever. You have already come back. You have been lost, you come back. It's fantastic. You reclaiming your innocence, which in when you are a child, you don't know, because you are living in it. You have to lose it to appreciate it. So much has happened to me the last months, and I see life in a totally new way. It's so good to feel for the first time what real happiness and love is. And that life is not so much, that life is so much more than work, money, and seriousness. That cannot make me happy like I want to be. Only what you are teaching us can. This is words of seeing, of wisdom, Gayatri. You have already seen it. And people waste their whole life from work, money, and seriousness. That's the fact. You have a very good reason to be happy. And that's why you say you see life in a totally new way. And you feel what real happiness and love is. And these things is impossible to tell people. Even your own child, your own mother, your own boyfriend, your own girlfriend is impossible to tell. It has to be their own experience. And that is the helplessness also. You cannot do it. Only if that person gets attracted. If they start seeing themselves. I'm turning their back on seriousness, on being involved in the rat race, of becoming something, of being better, or wasting their life. Only then. It was so good to come home after Brazil with all this courage that I had and just go for what my heart told me to do, without caring about what others would say or think. Felt so good, but I see how hard it is to cope with the real world when you are not sleeping anymore. It's very hard. Nobody said it was going to be easy. But when you see, then you are also ready. That's the thing. And you must be ready, because otherwise you haven't seen it. That is the challenge. No, you have to integrate in you, because it's very easy to fall asleep again. Then when you fall asleep, you fit in. Then you can do the same as the flock. Bah! But when you see, it's very difficult. My advice is, don't try to do anything or to change anybody or to tell anybody anything. Just do your thing. Focus on the work that you are doing, on your life. People will be asleep, is a fact. Just when you see that somebody has an opening, you feel the heart, you see the interest in something that you have touched, then you share it. Otherwise, zip it. Otherwise, people will just get confused. People are not ready to listen about love, about truth, about meditation, about happiness. It challenged them because they don't have it. It hurts. Only if they are longing for it. Now I see how hard it is to cope in the real world when you are not sleeping anymore. And also that it's very easy to forget and fall into old habits. The difference between now and before is that I see it and I learn from it. It's very easy to forget and fall into old habits. I deal with that every time. And even people who have been with me for years, they forget from one retreat to the other. It's very difficult to stay on the path. That's why be very devoted, be committed, till it gets so ingrained in you that you will never forget it. In this retreat, I felt confused and scared without knowing why. Then I understood that it was me trying to plan my future and to manage to do all things that I want. This just made me more confused, and I realized that I can't plan anything. My heart and existence will guide me, and that whatever happens, it was meant to happen. What is it you want, God? But you are here. You are here. That is the reality. It's nothing to gain in the future. You are here. So you already have what you are planning for. You see how the mind is? And when you have what you really want, the most important, you are there now, in your physical body. Then what is left then? If you have things that you want.
Love.
And? And the love, where is the love?
Christensen.
Huh?
In Christensen.
Or are you talking about your boyfriend?
And I felt that I had to choose, but I see now I don't have to choose.
You don't have to choose.
No. I want, can
have, have the cake and eat it too. Ay, 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 ay. I also want to thank you for the advice you gave me after the last retreat. I have felt so good these last months, and I now see how much it affected me. It also made me realize that you really are the one I trust in. Since no one else has had an influence on me, trying to give me this beautiful advices. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Love you with all my heart, Gayatri. Dear beloved Master Swaha, I'm so grateful for being here again. It has been 4 years since the last time. 4 years?
Long time.
You forgot something. Huh? No, you remember. No, you remember. That is the thing. It takes time, no? It takes time. You cannot push the river. When it happens, it happens. No, you are ripe now. Before, you didn't know it, no? It was other things you had to do, no? No, you have matured, gone deeper. No, you are more receptive. After the satsang, Monday, something truly amazing happened. We had a silent dinner and my heart felt suddenly so quiet and so peaceful. It was like I just wanted to be in the heart with no interference. That should be your whole longing, Anatta. Just come back to the heart. That is the healing. Love is the only healer, no? Coming into your heart, it will heal everything from the core of yourself. Not putting on some cream on the outside, but the sun inside that will melt everything from the inside out. Then you will remember something else. And it will definitely not go 4 years till you come back then.
Will not take that long.
No, you are here now.
Yes.
I can feel that. And you want to be more connected also.
Yes.
Yes. Because you know, it's your own experience now. You know it's real. You know how good it is. Then it's not you who are in charge, but your heart itself. You have touched something. The heart is longing for it. That's why many times I say you have to make the decisions when you are here, when you are connected with yourself, with that healing, with that clarity, with that love. That's when you should make your decision to what you should do. Because it's very easy, suddenly 4 years is gone, you forget, you get involved again. You don't have that input of love. Who is teaching love? Where do you find that climate? Then again your heart, your innocent heart falls silent. Oh. Then the mind takes over and time flies. So devote yourself to the heart. And this is the thing, when you feel it, then the heart just wants to be quiet. You just want to be there. Of course you want to be there, because you've been longing for it. Your own heart has been longing for it. Anat, where are you? Come back. Relax. Melt. That is the call, that is the longing I'm talking about. And that is also the danger, because then your whole life will change. It has to. Because you want to start taking care of yourself, of your truth, of your being. And if you have been running around like an automatic, then of course it has to change. You will be more conscious. So put the heart first. Listen to that longing that you want to just get settled there. Then after dinner, I went down to the cabin and lay on the bed. I received so much healing and I began to cry. I was so grateful for this gift I had received of being in my heart. That's so beautiful. It's the greatest gift. And you know also that you can go, like people can go the whole life. The heart is there waiting, but it's never touched because we are so busy. And when you come home to the heart, it's priceless. And it's from that place you become a sannyasin, because you have touched something else. Then it's easy to forget the desires of the world, because you have found something that is much better than you get from anything else. Any money, any fame, any work, any relationship, you have already. That is what the sannyasin should be. That is the true seeker. And that's what I'm saying, Anat, that nobody can do this. It's a gift. And it's a gift from existence. The only thing that some places, this gift is easier to receive than other places, because there is this in the climate. To be here around you and the happy family is truly a gift. Thank you so much, beloved. I love you very much. Hugs with love, Anatta. I love you too. It is amazing, we can go the whole life without feeling the heart. And it's just a pumping mechanism. But when you awaken it, then everything starts changing. And it will be so happy that, oh no, you are listening to me now. I'm here.
What a blessed life. What a lucky find. The ending of the search. The stopping.
And that is the whole mission of the Master, to try to bring you back into your own heart. And then that will guide you. because it knows. The mind thinks, the head thinks, the heart knows. That's why the masters and the Buddhas is called healers, no? Or doctors, physicians who heals the heart. Listen to this poem. We are the healers, wise men from the East. And we have cured many sorrow and blindness. We uproot the cause of all pain of the ego and mind. And we bring the dead to life, back to your heart, because we have learned our skill from Christ, from Krishna, from Buddha. Ask those who have witnessed our signs and healings. We mix our medicine from plants of paradise and need no instruments, for we run through the body like fire. We are the healers from the East. We are the healers of spirit and heart, and we do not look for reward. But remember not to speak of us. Guard your words, for this world is full of unfriendly ears. This is what the mystics tell their disciples. We have cured many from sorrow and blindness. But remember, don't speak of us. Because the world doesn't understand. They crucify people like that. Wow, 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 what else can one say when totally drunk? Besides, one thing for sure, I never want to be sober again. I'm drunk from your love, and in your love and your care. No. I'm happy, Bhagavati, because now I caught you now. And you have been so busy your whole life that you can easily go past the pub. But because of this love, you stopped for a while. And now this is the outcome. Now you can see again now. And you have no time to miss. You have to take this and stay drunk now. This drunkenness started the other day when you said clearly, I want to help you. That phrase went so deep, cutting layers and layers of old stories. And my heart jumped and left me unable to think or answer. It was just a showering of love. And that is another thing, Bhagavati. You've always been busy to help others, and then you never come to yourself. That's why I say you have to stop now. What is important that you help yourself and you allow me to help you to stop. And only from this space you realize that the importance of it. Nothing is more important. Don't have any excuses anymore. It's not time for it. Give it to yourself. I want to help. But are you ready to be helped? This is my dilemma. These healers from the East, they want to help. But are you receptive? Can you feel it? Can you receive it? This is the question. Or are you too busy? Because you have to be very in tune. And only when you are touched this space, your own heart, your own being, your own soul, then you understand what this is all about. It's a different help. And that's what you felt. And that's why it went so deep, cutting layers and layers of all old stories. It's only, I only want to help. I don't need anything. And still here, you came with your ideas to do things. This is how strong it is. And only when you're out of it, can you see it. And I'm telling you, still be on guard. Because it will come back. Because that is the habit. It's so easy to forget again. And I see it all the time. People forget from one retreat to the other. What to say when it goes years, or lives, when you have the insight, when you are connected, when you are in your heart, and you see the importance of this healing yourself to be free, then drop everything you can. Everything. Listen to these words. Of this crazy Rumi. Know when you are in the space where you are receptive for it. Gambling for love. Gamble everything for love, if you are a true human being. If you are a true human being. If you are not the true human being, then you won't gamble in this game. Then what are you doing here now? But if you have touched that, your true human beingness, your own heart, your own soul, the essence of being human, then gamble everything for love, he says. This cannot be understood if you are not in your heart, the importance of it. Then you can read poetry and recite mantras and dream on. But when it touches you, you see how important it is. And everything means everything. It means total change. And then you feel so good because you have found something that is worthy to devote yourself to. Gamble everything for love if you are a true human being. If not, leave this gathering. These are the healers from the East. It goes straight to the point. But this truth cannot be told if you are not settled. Then you understand it. Otherwise it feels scary. That's why truth, you cannot tell the truth to everybody. He must have told this to his disciples. He was ready to be total. Half-heartedness doesn't reach into majesty. You set out to find God, but then again you keep stopping for long periods at mean-spirited roadhouses. You know that Bhagavati, that story. Stop it. Focus on the Buddha pub. Not mean-spirited roadhouses. How did I end up here again in a mean-spirited roadhouse with these ugly creatures? That's how it has to be, and you should catch yourself when you are connected with it. Today's satsang put into words the answers I could not formulate. When you asked me what I want, so I described tangible facts, but I can tell you now what I want is to stay drunk and get more drunk. I know that is the problem when I first serve people, then they see how good it is. Then they want to get more drunk. But you know how drunkards are. They don't care how they behave. That is the challenge now. That is the courage I'm talking about. No, you have to be, how are you strong enough to behave like a drunkard in your life? One who doesn't care about anything. Just to get your butt back to the pub. Or are you going to get sober and get involved now with all your so-called responsibilities? You see the difference? This is what I'm trying to tell you, but you couldn't understand because you weren't here in that space. This is the dilemma I always have. And you might think you are connected and everything, but I see you are forgotten. Nobody can fool this guide. I see. But that doesn't mean that I can tell you. Because if you believe, you believe. But when you know, you know. No, you know, then I can talk straight to you. Otherwise, I just hope and I say, I can help you. I have done all the nonsense available to do. I know. I have done all the nonsense that is available to do. Shouldn't that be enough? What more nonsense? But the mind, even there, I think, or maybe if I do that nonsense, then I will be happy. No, you have done enough. But it's much easier, and you have been such a doer your whole life, like everybody, that it's very difficult to stop. Only when you get that space, which you're touching now, and it's very fragile, you have to take care of it. And I'm telling you, now is the time. I have done all the nonsense available to do, and I dare to say I did it well, including two kids. No, it is done, and even if my care for them is endless, being a mom is an identity that is every day more far away. This is some of the last that goes, because if you are not a meditator, a sannyasin, a spiritual being, then that is the highest of the human. It goes the deepest, mother and child. On the material, that's what everybody is trained for thousands and thousands of years. That's why you are here, to become a mother. So on the physical, which is the normal life, that is the deepest. That is in your cells. That's why everybody have this flower power of becoming a mother. Which means total attachment. And all the Buddha says, you cannot have any attachment. If you wake up your true being, your spirituality, then you can even be a mother, but you are not attached. Attached is not so much to things, it is to your own thoughts, to your mind. So if you are free of your mind, you take care. You can play the perfect mother, much more than you any mother could do who is attached to the child, or the child who is attached to the mother. You see things as they are, and you play the game. But then you also see enough is enough. And for you, enough is enough. Have no doubt. What is left then is giggling at myself for doing silly things like changing the toilet in my house by myself because it's so boring to wait 5 days for the plumber. We have to do something. Just be sure that you can manage, because to have a house without the toilet is also a problem. I felt and feel like a kid, innocent, proud by having so much fun. It is the essence that is now getting freer and freer, and I believe it is the only path left. It has only been the path, always has been the only path, but now only can you see it more clearly. And that's why I remind you clearly, again and again, it is the only thing left. Really take it in and drop everything unnecessary. Now you understand, and I'm very happy that we can talk about this before you go. Because the past and the habit and being a mother and all the responsibility and the work and the money and all this, it's so heavy. And you can easily, the mind can come again with the guilt, with the problems, all that. You have to be focused. And that's why again and again I say, you take the decision when you are here, what is good in your life, what your heart, what your clarity, what your soul is saying. And listen to that, because the mind will come up and doubt and give you guilt and worries. But you can write to me, I can help you. No, you have received it. To keep you on the path now. It's the only path. And when it's the only path, then it's very easy. When there is many paths, then it's very difficult. You are confused. And most people have no sense of direction. They are all lost. So many, thousands of paths. One path, very easy. But stick to it. Don't get lost in the mean-spirited roadhouses. It is the essence that is now getting freer and freer, and I believe it is the only part left. It is even strange to write I, as it is diminishing like drunkenness. Being drunk is so fun together. Yes. Especially with this one. Can't thank you enough for giving the push needed to enter this pub again. I was so thirsty and convinced that I was not. I'm so happy, Bhagavati, you can see it. Because you have an old story, like everybody, that you're fooling yourself. And it has nothing to do with anything. It's just that now is the time. Now life starts. really take it in. I saw that when I talked to you. You were convinced that you were connected. You were not. Now you are. Isn't it amazing? Thank you for listening. My heart is dancing in devotion and immense gratitude. That is the possibility now. Don't get involved in all your big plans. Be involved in dancing in devotion and the gratitude. Doesn't that feel better after this life? And it's possible. Ah, life rocks. This is never too late. No, that's true, because you are still here, Bhagavati. I will read you something that Osho said. In the very beginning, when he was still writing to people, because very few people were around him, this is before he started sannyas. Love, come here when it's possible. You will always be welcome. And stay with me a little longer and let me help. And he's very careful, like I have to be. We are very careful because you don't take it in. You have to try, very gentle. But to be offered help from a Buddha, what to say about that? The only thing he can say, come whenever it is possible. Because you have so many other things, so many other responsibilities, so many other dreams. Come whenever it's possible. When it fits into your busy schedule. This is what a Buddha is writing to his disciple. And stay with me a little longer and let me help. As I know, when you stay for a little longer, then again you get the taste. Then things will change by itself. But if you are not here, then not possible. Because your habit, your mind is so strong. The only chance you have is to come closer, to stay a little longer. To go beyond your mind, your worry, your projections. I know it will be difficult for you because you will have to let go of yourself completely. We know it's difficult, but it's possible, it's available. But it's not impossible, and for you especially, because I have seen in you the great potential that is awaiting its opportunity. No, don't stop. Come. Let me help. That's the old story. So used with the small things, nonsense. Even though we have done all the nonsense possible, this is the habit that you forget your own heart, you forget God.
Closer than breath, you are the air. Sweeter than life itself, you are here. I am a wanderer, you are my peace. I am a prisoner, you are released. Singer, you are the song.